Lourdes, second morning, or first morning on the pilgrimage. I'm waking up, it's 7:46. I've been awake for 4 minutes. And the first piece of ancient Latin that came into my head was Confiteor Dei Omnipotente. I used to recite the Latin Mass as a child, so I have it buried in me somewhere. And the reason that came to me was that I thought, oh my goodness, I must confess if I'm going to do an authentic diary. Because last night I did something that has me feeling a bit delicate. Okay, in a nutshell, to cut to the chase and to try to be organized about this particular piece of communication. After we had some lovely time down at the grotto and walking along the river, walking across in front of the basilica, admiring various views and feeling the peace of the place, that was the mentality I was in, we went for a drink. Now we went to 3 or 4 different places, looked to see whether they had the particular drink we wanted. My brother was particularly keen on a particular beer, and I'm stumbling over a particular. But we found it. We went to the equivalent of a place on the Champs-Élysées in relation to Lourdes. We went to the place that was the best view of seeing what was going on, walking up and down on the street. And by the way, Portugal beat Czechoslovakia 1-0, and there were about half a dozen Portuguese cars with about 3 or 4 people in each driving around, beeping enthusiastically for about 2 hours. Anyway, the culprit was Duval. I drank 2 bottles of Duval, 8.5%. They were not very big bottles. It was very pleasant. The conversation was very good. It was fine. Nothing special about it. It was my brother's favorite beer, so I was very happy to have that. We left. A reasonable time. I forget, but it was like 20 past 11 or something like that. We go back to our hotel. There's a bit of music being played in the hotel, in the lobby. There's a man singing and another man playing an instrument and a few people sitting around. It's very pleasant. My brother goes off to bed, said, right, okay, I'm going to resist the temptation. He quite rightly realized that if we had a drink at the bar together, we would stay for the night. We'd be very late. We agreed what time we were meeting this morning. And I went back to the bedroom in order to recharge the iPhone because I wanted to get some audio of the music that was being played. And I never went back to the bar. I never went back to the bar. And this is the rub. Not only did I did nothing as special, but I fell asleep on top of the bed. And I woke at 3:10 this morning, feeling like I'd had a full night's sleep and actually feeling quite good. Then I discovered what time it was, and I did what anybody would do. I went back to bed. Well, I got into bed properly, turned off the TV, turned off the lights, and it's now the time I said it was, and I'm wrecked. And I realized that these very innocuous drinks, little bottles of Duval, nothing to them, I was going to say rocket fuel, but I didn't actually, I didn't have lots of energy or anything after them, but basically they're a lot of alcohol, and they have blown me away overnight. So I feel very, very tired and wrecked, and I won't be doing 2 bottles of 8.5 Duval any other night. The only good thing, the good thing I will say about it is that in order to have the same effect, I'd probably have had to drink about 4 pints of Guinness, if not more. And this was much easier to drink than 4 pints. Okay, that's what it's like on a pilgrim's life. I'm thinking I wish I knew my Chaucer better.